Wouldn't you like that? Mommy is giving me that pleading look she wears these days when I won't talk much. Ay, Anita, tell me what's going on. You look so skinny and sad, and you're too quiet to be Mommy's cotorita. I hate when Mommy worries about me and starts calling me her little parrot and treating me like I'm 5 again. You miss your sister, don't you? And now I have not bad news, just a change. The Washburns are leaving. My voice comes out hoarse, I guess from not using it much anymore. How did you find out? Mommy looks puzzled. Sammy doesn't even know. She continues studying my face for clues as to what I'm feeling, her eyes filling. Maybe we've told you too much. Maybe we made you grow up too fast. Mommy, don't... I've forgotten the word for cry. I put my little crucifix in my mouth. Sometimes doing so helps me remember the words for what I want to say. I'm sorry. Mommy is sobbing now. She reaches for me and holds on so tight, I'm reminded of the hug she gave Lucinda the day El Jefe's roses arrived. I wanted you to have a childhood, Mommy sniffs, wiping her tears. I think of reassuring her by telling her that my childhood is over anyway, that I've already gotten my period. But the voices outside my window have grown animated. Mr. Washburn and Wimpy have arrived. It's bad news, Mr. Washburn is saying. They're not going to send any more ingredients for the picnic. I told you they'd back out on us, the Otoni reminds the group. I'm sorry, fellas, Washburn says, and he really does sound sad. I'll deliver what I have on hand in a few days at our drop-off.